Okay. If there's no questions for them, we'll go to agenda item 9. Report and possible discussion on groundwater management area activities. We've already done 9-1, so GMA 6, Lynn Smith. You got one of them written reports?
Briefly.
Okay.
Briefly, April 4th is our next meeting. We're about halfway through the 9 factors we are tasked to look at.
Okay, thank you. GMA 7, Dale Adams.
GMA 7 will be meeting over at Fort Stockton on the 19th of this month. And we will be talking about some flow issues.
Okay, thank you, Dale. GMA 8, Dirk Aaron.
Yes, there is a scheduled meeting for February 25th. Most of the GCDs probably have posted that. We, as we sat here today, we received a notification from John Ellis with Intera that they've releasing the model to us that we paid to update. We've also, many can look at that and weigh in during this short time. And according to what he says is the model and the companion report and the data released will soon undergo TWDB-led public comment period and technical review. So things are moving again in our backyard.
Okay. GMA 12, Gary Westbrook.
I'd like to thank Judge Spurgeon for the balance of his time. Just kidding.
No, he gave it to somebody else.
GMA 12 has completed the evaluation of current DFCs with the 9 factors. Our next meeting will be next Friday. That'd be February 21st. And we'll have discussions about where we are and where we're going moving forward. So I invite anyone who's not able to attend in person to attend virtually. You can find those links on our website.
Thanks, Gary. GMA 14, Zach Holland.
Yeah, this will be the last time you hear from me. Last GMA 14 met last week on Monday to discuss kind of the overall path moving forward. We got an update on the updated proposal that will ultimately be submitted on behalf of changing our model again. Clarified some other things for a 3-hour meeting, and we'll be meeting monthly for the next few months. So come see us. Love to have you.
Thanks, Zach.